This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sure is the morning after. It is 7 o'clock on the dot. Good time to review your auto and home insurance with the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia. Not far from Gibsonia tonight. Get there. Excuse me, I'm so choked up about this. I'm excited. Off the field, Aditi Kinkabala every Tuesday, 6 to 7 at Minio's Pizza House. Newest location, North Hills right there, Wildwood Road. Right there at the mouth of North Park, really. Aditi talks to a different member of the Black and Gold. Hear from the players on what's happening on the field. Learn more about who they are off the field. That's Tuesday, 6 to 7 o'clock. That is tonight, and it's a fabulous time. Dunkin' is the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Also, by the way, we'll hear from Cam Hayward. There's a nice nugget right in the middle of this. Wait till you hear Cam Hayward keeping it real. So there's that. But line up your calls now, 412-928-9370. Encouraged. I don't think anybody's discouraged with a win last night. How encouraged are you? Let's talk about that as the Steelers move it forward and go to Atlanta. They host Baltimore. They're at Carolina thereafter. Let's take your calls coming up next after we hear from Cam Hayward. Right here.
That's a little better feeling in this locker room now than it was last game, coming in after the game.
Yeah, we got the W. Guys worked their tails off, and having a Monday night game, you get a lot of time to think about it, but different guys had to step up, and we got the job done.
They had two long drives against you in that second half, but yeah. The drive that counted the most, you guys did what you had to do.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think, coming out of the half, being on a short field, we got to surrender 3 points or less. We didn't do that, and then they got down again, and Wormley got the fumble. It's not going to be perfect. You got to keep battling out there. Our secondary made some big plays. Alex Highsmith made some big plays. And all together, we're able to get off the field.
Were you happy with the way you guys held Taylor out there?
Obviously there's things we can improve on. We gave up a score to him early in the third quarter, but I think it's a gang tackling type of game. And, you know, when you can hold, I don't even know how many yards he had, but.
There it is.
We just got to keep working to get better.
What do you guys learn? I know it's early, but what do you learn about your team in a win like this where it might not be entirely pretty?
Man, you got to win ugly in this league. A win is a win, and, ugly is better than an ugly loss. So, we'll keep growing. It's a young team, and guys gotta keep getting better. We got to move on to Atlanta and, be happy with our win, but clean up our mistakes from here on out.
You guys talk about stacking wins all the time, Cam. You feel like this is a time where you could start stacking these wins?
We got to start. it's crazy to be at the start of December. And we don't have, back-to-back wins. If we talk about trying to make a push at this, it's going to start next week.
Thanks, Cam. Appreciate it.
Cam Hayward, highlight right here.
I don't even know how many yards he had, but...
I am totally here for old man Cam yelling at people to turn their music down.
He's right.
I love
though.
It.
They're in the middle of the interview.
There's a big backstory there.
Yes.
Did you guys hear about this? Marcus
Continue.
Allen. Mm-hmm. Marcus Allen's been jacking up the music whenever the media comes in. And I'll tell you what, that grinds me up. because Jeff Hathorne and Josh Rountree, and they're busting their humps all the doggone time to send back quality audio to us. They just want to do their jobs, and Marcus freaking Allen's going to play music. Who are you, Marcus Allen?
But,
yes, Marcus Allen, turning it up. I like this. Yo! I love that.
Good stuff.
Anyway, you know, I've come to realize this, too, with the questioning, line of questioning. I love Richie Walsh, but he says all the time, you guys talk about stacking wins. Richie Walsh talks about stacking wins way more than the Pittsburgh Steelers talk about stacking wins.
Well, but
doesn't
if you ask them about stacking wins often enough,
right,
they will talk about it, and then they've been talking about it, so you can ask them about it again later.
Stacking wins.
412-928-9370. Let's stack some calls. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. So, Crowley, is this encouraging? It's not discouraging. How encouraging is it as the ball is rolling downhill just a little bit in a three-game span?
I don't know that they're going to stack wins, but what Kenny Pickett has done is now stack three straight performances with no turnovers.
Right.
That is massive to me, and maybe that's who he is. Maybe this is just the start of something for Kenny Pickett, but either way, one game I was thinking, okay, good. Two games, even though it was a bad second half against Cincinnati, okay, still didn't turn it over. Now three games, that's a trend, baby.
Let's go out to the phones. Who we got on the horn?
Zach in the car.
Zach, good morning.
Hey, good morning. So I have, I'm feeling a little bit of two ways on this, actually. From the Kenny Pickett standpoint, I'm really encouraged. You have to love what you've seen from him. You see the throws that he makes, like the two-point conversion to Pickens, and it just, like, reminds me of Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I'm not saying he's Aaron Rodgers, but that's a Rodgers type of play. It's a high-level throw. No turnovers is huge. You have to love what you see from him. On the other hand, if the coaching discourages me. I mean, it makes me think that as long as specifically Canada's here, but some of these other coaches are there too, I don't know how well we're ever going to do. The coaching decisions are horrible. The play calls, the third down calls, the lack of adjustments from the first half to the second half.
I agree with you, and I thank you for the call. I'll tell you the one it was awful last night, I thought, whenever they took a short field and turned it into a longer field and then had mm-hmm. to punt. The worst coaching decision that will get glossed over in all of this, Mike Tomlin calling timeouts at the end of the first half. I didn't understand it at all. Why he would give the Colts more of an opportunity to get the football back, and it almost ended up biting them.
Yeah, just mismanagement of, I think, not knowing how or I guess what their plan was for getting into the end zone. I think if they had a better idea of how they were going to do that, and maybe that's on Canada. It's on Canada and Tomlin together, I presume, that they didn't have an idea of how they wanted to get there and therefore didn't know when and how to call the timeout.
I presume it's on the head coach.
The worst call of the night was that third and one shotgun handoff to Anthony McFarland. I mean, we've talked how often, Colin, about you've got the other Watt. Throw him in there, put him in front of the tailback, get your quarterback under center, turn around, hand it off, get a yard.
To the caller's point, though, I can't be negative too much. I mean, the clock management stuff's always going to be there with Tomlin. And to his point, though, the throw that Pickett made, the throw is a great throw. It's in a spot to Pickens where only Pickens mm-hmm. can catch the football as he's sliding down, and it's cradled underneath his armpit. It's a really good throw in the left number. The way that he elongated the play, though, is the play for me because it's not an RPO. It just isn't. That's not the design. It became a play in which he needed to boot out because Dan Moore Jr. Got beat for the 113th time on that play of the night, and the fact that he felt the rush, he saw the rush, and he got the heck out of there and escaped, I thought was a brilliant athletic play by Kenny Pickett, and that's exactly why he was drafted.
It's the best play I've seen from him all year. It's the best moment I've seen from Pickett all season long. He's had a couple nice throws here and there. That was the best thing I've seen from him yet.
And the other one was that third down to George Pickens mm-hmm. where he steps up to the left, climbs the pocket,
yeah.
and instead of bailing or taking the check down, the shorter crossing route, he hits George Pickens, and it's a beautiful throw. He has to lay out, but again, the only place George Pickens can get that football, Brilliant stuff from Kenny Pickett in, without a doubt, at that point, the most crucial situation in the game.
Text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. We take a call. Let's go.
Anthony in Oakland.
Anthony, my man. Anthony, three games. They don't turn it over. Pickett, though, doesn't throw many touchdowns. I look at this as a growing period and a positive period these last three games. What say you, Anthony? And good morning. We always appreciate your calls.
Sorry. I do also, except it will not give Canada a reprieve as far as I'm concerned. I want Canada still gone. And Danny Smith will follow them if they have another special teams fiasco. And it may happen with Cordell Patterson they're facing this week. So, no, it's still Canada must go because you still have to – there's still some things that need to be schemed. And the young man can get better, but he'll never grow under Canada because – and I hope someone says this. Ask Tomlin while they're at these news conferences, why is it acceptable that your quarterback can't audible out of play? It's, to me, that's just – that's malpractice.
Can I ask you a question? And this is something that I brought up, and I love having football conversations, just general conversations with you, Anthony. I have thought that, and albeit he was a first-round pick, but do you think that, like, the designs on Kenny Pickett will ever be a quarterback where the whole weight of the franchise will be on his shoulders and he'll be asked to make play after play after play, like Ben did, like Brady did, like Rodgers did, like some people, like Breeze even did at times. Maybe the designs are for Kenny Pickett to be just a part, albeit a big part, but a part of the offense. And you have to draft and you have to develop and you have to surround him with players. I don't know if the designs will ever be that he is going to be the man on offense. Is that fair?
Well, it's fair. If his accuracy is good enough to play in this league, yes. And they better take advantage of it while he's on his rookie contract. This is where you need the new brain trust to build around because you have a window now. And you have to take advantage of it while he's in this period. If you don't, then Mr. Rooney will have to clean house or Thomas Paul or somebody because this, you know, we can't accept this. This has been a malaise. And yet, one thing, if you're in a malaise in the NFL, then you're losing.
No, thank you for the call, Anthony.
The original point made by Anthony about Matt Canada is a good one, though. Like, even if this offense continues to slowly improve, you know, baby steps week by week throughout the rest of the year, I think we can't lose sight of the fact that I think Mike Tomlin's probably, if he takes those baby steps in the right direction throughout the rest of the year, he's going to find a way to somehow keep Matt Canada around. But I think we've got to do all we can to keep reminding each other, this dude for the first half of the season couldn't figure his way out of a wet paper bag.
There's nothing he can do from a positive standpoint other than running off six wins in a row and ending 10-7. Where I say you can bring Matt Canada back. You can't. It's too far gone. We've seen what his body of work is,
Agreed.
And it's just not good. Morning After Show sponsored by CGR Wholesale Roofing and Siding Supply Center. You know Zeiss had Anthony from Oakland in studio, Crowley? Did you know that? Were you here during that?
I saw the back of Anthony as he wandered out.
I ran into him in the hallway on the way
out. Oh, yeah?
That day, yeah.
How did that go?
He's a wonderful man. It was great to actually meet him face to face. You know, we talk to people on the phone so often, like our regular callers, and you have a picture of someone in your head, and then you actually meet them, and it reconciles that with what was in your head, and it's fantastic.
People go back and forth on social media a lot about Anthony. Is Anthony a really good sports talk radio caller, or is he a terrible sports talk radio caller? I think he's one of the best that's ever done it.
I was just going to say the same. He's one of the best for my money.
I think what you want from callers is for them to either be terrible or awesome. And I think he's on the awesome side of things.
He's always well thought out, has multiple points, multiple layers to his points. I love talking to Anthony.
Yeah, I'd rather talk to him than, like, Pittsburgh Phil or somebody like that. So there's
the sarcastic sword. You ever run into that guy?
No, tell me about the sarcastic sword.
Oh, man, he used to call into the AM show all the time. I feel sad just saying that. That's where I used to be. Anyway, he was
what,
just...
What, did he die? Or
no, he was just brutal. Just brutal. He'd call him with some not funny joke, and then if you'd hang up on him because his joke was unfunny, he'd call back and bitch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah? Well, why did you take his call to begin with or put him through?
Great point by you.
Right. Whenever you knew it was a and he went by sarcastic sword.
It gets very lonely on AM radio, Colin. Very lonely.
Did you hold out hope that he would turn it around at some point, or did you go to him knowing he was going to suck?
Sometimes you need Scott Sauerbrunn to come in from the bullpen and eat some innings for you.
Fair.
Or how about Scott Sauerbeck? Wasn't Scott Sauerbrunn a punter?
Same.
You know what, Colin? I'm on 2.5 hours of sleep right here, my
well,
man.
Well, Scott Sauerbrunn was a punter.
He was. Sauerbeck was the guy who was the pitcher for the Pirates.
Correct. Curly Either way, hair. If you went to the punter out of the bullpen, you That'd might have be. About as much success as the sarcastic sword.
Steelers punter stinks, by the way.
40-yard punt when he really needed one, and it wasn't very good. He's not it. He just isn't. All right, coming up next, Breakfast Bites. Somebody doesn't stink all of a sudden. We hear from them. We're the Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. Brad Spielberger, Pro Football Focus, 8 o'clock today here on the Fan Morning Show. And I need to tell you right now about QC Kinetics. They are there for you. Let's say your body hurts. That's no good. It really isn't. It's awful, especially this time of year. You're sick and tired of living with that pain, all of that joint pain. Be done with it, really. Joint pain doesn't just keep you from doing what you love. It affects your job, your relationships, even simple things like getting dressed, walking around, just doing the business that you love to do. Going out and visiting people for the holidays, and you say, well, I can't make it because my elbow hurts, my knees hurt, I can't sit around for all that long, my shoulders hurt. This can all be treated with natural biologics from your own body. Powerful healing agents, highly concentrated. If you're tired of steroid shots that don't work, QC Kinetics, there for you. 724-201-4230. That's 724-201-4230. Two great locations QC Kinetics has right here in Western Pennsylvania. That's in Robinson and in Cranberry. It's 724-201-4230.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.